Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Natural Times, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. Let's begin this segment off with a few positive words. And this is coming from Martin Luther, the poet. And it says, "Even if I knew that tomorrow the world would go to pieces, I would still plant my apple tree." Good words to start off for today. Today is episode 44, and it's called Back to the Foundation. The foundation is everything where it starts, everything is new, fresh, but it's the basis of everything that we do. Now let's start by saying, we are in the midst of environmental changes. Where you stand on these changes is entirely up to each individual. But how these changes affect your personal space is where you have a say that is very important. Let's take it back to the foundation. Right now, moving forward, the trend here is clean air. You're going to find out so many trending things that are coming up about cleaning your air, the air that you're breathing, your environment, your personal space, your surroundings, your job, everything that has to be connected to clean air. It's trending right now. And it's also affecting your home, your travels, and your workspace. The air that you breathe in all of your immediate spaces is starting to become a big thing now. It's starting to be a trend right now. The upward trend is the use. Now, this is what I want you to hear. The upward trend is the use of a simple item. Small, simple item. And what they're talking about is plant-based air filters. Now, these are not air filters that you put in your home, in the vents, and those kind of filters. These are actually real, yes, real live plants in your space to clean the air. Now, lately, I have been using the words or phrases back to the basics. Foundation is the key for the past couple of months. There's a reason why. At first I didn't know, but those are my key words that I used to always say pertaining to anything in particular. Now, the use of plants positioned in your direct space is becoming the best form of air filter. Now, why I say plants is back to basics, the foundation, is because I remembered my family having lots of plants and flowers inside the house and around the outside of the house. I grew up having plants everywhere. And at that time, having so much plants was giving, you know, I didn't have no significant reason as to, you know, why they were there. It's just that they were there to make the house look nice. That's what my parents did. They had plants all over the place and they planted flowers outside. It was not until I had my own place where I learned that plants filter the air. Now, I remembered I had one apartment that I had so much plants because there was a window that was so, it went from one side of the wall to the other side of the wall. The window was so huge. And I would position all my plants there. I had like close to 20, 37 plants. I had plants running on the walls, on strings, and it was beautiful. But there was a lot of plants, and it took a lot of tending to. Some plants you had to do a little bit more than others. But placing a flower or a plant wherever possible was the key. All this was a simple, basic technique in purifying the air in my home. A natural air purification system. And the air was, you know, I didn't know if it was clean or if it wasn't clean or if it was clean enough. But all I know is that just having all these plants, it gave me some good feeling, gave me a little gratification of seeing these live items being placed around the house and even in front of this window. And it was beautiful because it gave the house a whole other different kind of look. Now, I need not say that you can get plants with very little maintenance or light while still getting the same benefits. You can have a plant on your desk. You can have several plants on your desk if you have that sort of area. You can have a few plants at home, or you can have several plants at home. And you position them all over the place. Your kitchen, your living room, your family room, your computer room. Wherever there is some form of light, filtered light, full-blown light, direct light, and there is some that take little water or a lot of water. It depends on what type of plant that you seem to gravitate to. All it takes is one plant to start off with. Now, it was noted in my research as I was looking into this a little bit further, a collection of plants can equal the power of 200 active photosynthesis, meaning that it cleans the air in a natural form, breaking down harmful bacteria and chemicals that might be present in the home and in your home or office. Now, these airborne pathogens, which are the chemicals and the bacteria, are unseen with harmful effects. Most plants are inexpensive, and they have a lifetime expectancy. Now, I'm saying back to the foundation, which is the use of plain old plants and flowers, is the trend now. It's the new form of air purification, and it's such an easy form of air purification. Now, I know there are people out there who have allergies, and they're allergic to many things out there. I know some people are allergic to flowers because flowers have a certain pollination to them. I got that. But when you go to a plant, a natural green plant, I don't and have never heard of people who have allergies are allergic to plants. Now, you have plants which are called creepers. You have ferns. You have peace lilies, which grow large and abundant. I would say start small. Start with one plant in your immediate area till you can gravitate towards a few plants. You got to look at your surroundings. Sometimes your area might have direct light and it might have filter light. Find a plant that you seem to like that has low maintenance to start off with. And one that has either direct, if you can deal with direct light, or filtered light to make it much easier for you. Some require very little water and some require a lot of water. It doesn't take too much research to really look for a particular plant that you like because, you know, they're easy. They're very easy picking, so to speak. And they range in a variety of prices. I would say go for it because I have seen the big difference. Meaning is that in my apartment that I had at one time, it was carpet everywhere. And you know, carpet walking back and forth and tracking on carpet create dust. And I noticed that before I got a lot of plants in that particular apartment, there was a lot of dust, and I had to do a lot of dusting because of the carpet. I noticed that when I started to introduce a lot of plants into the house, I noticed that the amount of dust has been cut down because I started to dust less. Not to say I stopped dusting, but I just decided to see less dust being accumulated in the area. And it was because of the plants. Now, cooking, smells, I've noticed with a lot of plants, it also draws certain odors out of your air. that was unusual for me too when I noticed this some time ago. But like I said, it started to become now the best option to clean your air besides changing your filters in your home for your air system. Just the two. And you'll find out that you have a more clean environment as far as your air that you breathe. So this is one of these segments that I am very strong about. And when I say back to the foundation, back to basics, plants, which we never think about more than so than having one or two in the house. Think about it even more when it comes to your health. There you have it. This is one of those natural times that I say will be beneficial to you. So to all my listeners, what I want you to do is keep this in mind, but have a natural day. And on that note, what I say to you is take it easy, take it smooth, but have a good one. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.